It appears that in the absence of the British government pulling away from their position that they exercise a 12-mile limit around Rockall, and they are keeping Irish fishing boats out of that 12-mile limit, that in the absence of the British government backing down in that position, which is outrageous, then we will need to go to international arbitration. And I appeal for the Minister for Foreign Affairs and indeed the Minister for the Marine to do that when they incorporated the 2014 agreement into Irish law as of the Marine Jurisdiction Bill in recent weeks. And I think that was utterly wrong at a time when they're negotiating with the British.
So does that mean that Ireland has lost its leverage in relation to Rockall?
There are many people who would argue that the 2013 agreement, which was incorporated into a statutory instrument in 2014, that it is unconstitutional, in that the Barlow case found that laws that are handing away, or agreements that are handing away territory to other countries or other persons, that should be debated in the Houses of the Oireachtas by the directly elected representatives of the people. That was clearly the finding of the Supreme Court in the Barlow case. So therefore, the argument is that the 2014 agreement, which was never debated and taken through the Houses, such an important agreement that would accept British control over Rockall. So what has happened in the last 2 weeks is that on page 10 of the Maritime Jurisdiction Bill, that agreement has now been taken clearly under Irish law. It was debated through the Houses, so it is now law under the Constitution. There can be no doubt about that. That was the wrong thing for the Irish government to do. But number two, clearly that agreement was fundamentally undermined by Brexit, in that waters that were under the jurisdiction of the Common Fisheries Policy are now entirely under British control. Hence the reason why we are losing millions and millions of euro of valuable, in some cases crucial, fish to boats from Donegal down to Cork. It's an outrageous situation, and we made it worse by putting it into Irish law without any question whatsoever.
International arbitration would surely be a very long process.
Well, the problem right now is that we are 7 months on from the outrageous intervention by the British government, keeping Irish boats out from what is their historical fishing grounds, an act of supreme bad faith. 7 months on, and our government has not resolved that issue. I have raised it repeatedly, as have other TDs, and they have not resolved it. They assured us that it would be resolved quickly when this happened back in January and February. And here we are at the end of July. It's not resolved. So, I mean, if they can't resolve it themselves, then you do need to look at international arbitration. I also argue that Ireland should, and we haven't done this, but we should now make a counterclaim to Rockall. And the other point is that the likes of Denmark, Iceland, the Faroes, they don't recognise the British claim to Rockall. This is a disputed claim internationally, so it should be challenged, joining forces of other countries to challenge the British claim to it.